USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The teen suspect of a Santa Clarita High School shooting survived a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This student at the high school tells KTTV in Los Angeles.
We just seem so much more safe than a lot of schools, and for it to happen here is just, I can't even comprehend it. It doesn't make sense to me how this could happen here.
A 16-year-old female and 14-year-old male died in the shooting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Thursday he believes that Congressman Adam Schiff has lied numerous times during his tenure as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, including about his knowledge of the Trump whistleblower.
Can you just say it plainly? Do you think he lied?
Yes.
You say that this should be...
I don't think it's the first time he's lied to us either.
Schiff knew about the whistleblower complaint before it was filed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another Democrat is jumping into the race for the White House. This time it's former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
And with a determination to build a better, more sustainable, more inclusive American dream for the next generation, I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
In making his announcement this morning, Patrick noted that he admires and respects the candidates in the Democratic field and adds it won't be easy and it shouldn't be. Patrick did have to leave his billion-dollar investment job. More than 600 children were recycled through the border over the last year. That's at least according to Derek Benner, acting deputy director at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
We've identified over 600 children that have been recycled in this methodology. We interviewed several of the children as they were departing the United States, and some of them had indicated they'd made the trip as many as 8 times.
Benner was speaking on Capitol Hill, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer says the House plans to vote next week on a resolution to keep the federal government funded for the next 6 weeks. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
He said he expects a relatively clean bill, indicating it might not contain language or provisions that have made previous spending measures difficult to pass in Congress. Senate Republicans, however, have not said whether they will pass the resolution. White House officials said President Trump is willing to support the short-term spending measure if it doesn't block any ability of the president's to pursue his policies. The bill would prevent a lapse in funding after November 21st and extend the deadline for a new spending package to December 20th.
A growing number of Americans are suffering from what doctors call seasonal affective disorder. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Jantz is the author of Healing Depression for Life. He tells us about the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder.
One is you notice that your mood gets subdued and you go, man, what is wrong with me? So there's this low-grade depression that's kind of coming upon you, kind of like getting a cold. And then you feel like, man, I just don't have any energy. I don't have any energy. I'm not going outside. I'm certainly not going to exercise. And maybe I just feel like sleeping.
He tells us people suffering from SAD may want to simply have their vitamin D levels checked by a physician.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.